You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Yet Attorney General Merrick Garland said he deliberated for weeks to make this decision. Well, okay, so Trump had these documents for 18 months. The Attorney General had to deliberate for weeks, and they waited 3 days after they got a warrant from this biased magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhart, who just recused in Trump's civil lawsuit 8 weeks ago. Somehow his bias went away. If Trump had such damning records down there, why did they wait so long? Why did they wait to go get these documents?
Everybody is asking that question. Everybody. Why wait so long if such damning documents? You know the reason. Timing. Timing. Timing just as sure as the high-flying trapeze artist had to be just precise or, whoops, somebody falls. Thank God they've got a net. Is there going to be a net under the Biden administration and Joe and Hunter Biden when this is over? Thanks for joining us. This is August 30, 2022. We are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. You go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine one word, Larry Connors USA. That'll take you to our page where we posted previous rumblings. You'll also see where you push a button and you join us live in studio. If you do, glad to have you. If you decide to watch later, we appreciate that. I notice many do, because you can't watch right now. And I remind you also, they'll always be up at rumble.com, all the programs, as well as the audio portion at LarryConnorsUSA.com as podcast. LarryConnorsUSA.com or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. Very easy to find, branded LarryConnorsUSA. So you were listening then to Mark Davis. He's the Article 3 Project President. He is a former SCOTUS law clerk, and he also said that the whole basis we were given for the FBI raid has just now blown up, just blown up. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, and the DOJ and FBI trying to put it back together again. And they're not going to be able to. Oh, they'll try, but there'll be the cracks visible. There'll be the tape. They'll see the paste. I mean, it will not be the same again. And in fact, it will fracture continually. This issue is obviously playing hard into the midterm elections. But the question for many is, which side's going to benefit? Conservatives obviously are angered, upset. Democrats think, oh, good, good, we finally got Trump. No, you don't. And I'm not saying that because of partisanship. If it is proven that Trump did violate some law, go at it. But right now, they're building on innuendo and trying to rewrite law, including the Constitution. We're going to get into that in much more detail. In the meantime, one, and I stress one, FBI agent has, quote, retired. One of the ones named by whistleblowers talking to Senators Grassley and Johnson as they investigate all this. He retired. He resigned. You want to know the real truth? You know the real truth. And, of course, they walk him out the door. They say that's customary. No, I've been at some FBI retirements. They don't walk them out the door like that. They have a party and go, well, great job and so forth. And everybody's celebrating and they leave on their own when they're done. They don't walk them out the door unless they're suspected of doing something wrong. They want to make sure they're not taking anything with them. The border crisis, of course, continues to escalate. Two things from the Biden White House. One, they're thinking of, don't laugh when I tell you this, they're thinking about placing illegals under arrest, house arrest, stay in your home, will you, where we put you? And the Biden denial that illegals are walking across the border. They absolutely deny it. How many times have you seen the pictures? Now, who's to blame for today's political hate, by the way? You want to say Trump? You want to say Biden? You want to say both? You want to say the state-controlled media? You want to say it all goes back to your heart or others? We got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. And some of it is going to anger. Some of it's going to frustrate. And some, hold back the laughter, please. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Our foreign policy and our domestic policy meet there at that southern border, because it is a foreign policy issue when you have people from 150 different countries coming across that border. And known terrorists coming across that border, the human trafficking, the drug trafficking that is taking place, the way people, these young women and girls, are having their lives destroyed because they're put into sex trafficking rings. This border should be secured.
Yes, it should be. And she's absolutely correct. Our domestic and foreign policy come to the focal point together at our southern border, or what was our southern border. That is Senator Marshall Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, talking about everything we've got going wrong at the border. And let me put it this way. We don't have anything going right at the border, because the border in the mind of the Biden White House no longer exists. And yet they continue to play these silly little games. Every once in a while, Mayorkas will go down there and pat the Border Patrol agents on the back in public. And then behind closed doors, we hear tape coming out where he's kicking butt, and he's upset that they're letting things get out of hand, like it's their fault. And, of course, denying that the White House has any responsibility. That's no surprise. The Biden White House learned from the Clinton playbook. Deny, deny, deny. And that's what they're doing. It's gotten now to the point where it's would be humorous, except for what's at stake. The latest numbers show, again, we've got, we're above 2 million at this point. Axios and Reuters are talking about a new program the Biden administration is rolling out that's going to try to control some of those illegals that are coming into the country. Now, I'm going to hold that off for a moment because I want you to think, would it be better if we stopped them from entering to begin with? Then you don't have to worry about control. And why would they have to be worried about control anyway? Well, because remember, the ones they release into the U.S. of A., they're supposed to be given a document, a piece of paper, as to when they are to appear and present their case for asylum. Our nation is a nation of immigrants. But even as Obama said, our nation is also a nation of laws. And he said, basically, you can't just come into the country just because you want to. You can come in under qualifications of you need protection, sanctuary. That's why we brought so many thousands of Afghans out of that country when it fell to the Taliban, or we basically abandoned them and some of our troops and put them all in harm's way, leading, I will remind you, to the deaths of 13 Americans who were there trying to escort the Afghans onto the planes to get them to safety. But they also had to man the gates and determine who would get through the gate to even get on the tarmac to get on the plane. And, of course, it provided a great opportunity for a suicide bomber to get in the midst of everyone and detonate. And in a flash, the 11 Marines, one Navy corpsman, one Army sergeant, killed, along with about 170 Taliban men, women, children. But then we were told they will be properly vetted before they got here. The latest numbers I've seen, less than 5% of those who were brought here were qualified under the special admission program for asylum. We told Afghans working with us while we were in Afghanistan, we will make sure that you and your family get to safety when we leave, because we know you'll be a target immediately for the Taliban. So if less than 5% were vetted and that less than 5% were actually qualified to be on the plane, how many terrorists have we let into our country that we flew into the country? Now, that's the U.S. flying them in. That's not the U.S. simply, I say the U.S., the administration allowing anyone to come across the border. But there's a leaked ICE document that reports it can only monitor. Well, we told you that they're supposed to be, as they come across the border, supposed to acknowledge we will come back and report to in a court to hear our hearing for asylum. We're not an immigration country now where we allow people to come in just because they want a better job, better life, and everything. I wish everyone had the life and everything. You born here, you got the golden ticket. Or let me put it more precise. You were blessed. You're blessed to live in a country that believes, as long as we continue to uphold it, and the Constitution believes in freedom, independence, and liberty. Not jobs for if you don't have a good job somewhere else or a bad school or anything of that nature. But you can come in under asylum if you can prove it. But you have to go back before a court and have it adjudicated. And that is where Trump had the stay in Mexico policy. Stay in Mexico, file your case, we'll work our way through it, but you're not allowed in the U.S. until then. The Biden administration not taking that. They're just going to let them in, and then they'll get around to it later. But this leaked ICE document shows they can only monitor about 5% of the illegal immigrants in the U.S. who are not in ICE custody. 5% out of 2 million plus in the country. We know where they are, how to go pick them up if we need to. There are apparently 48,000 in the program in 2015. 2019, 180,000. According to current ICE data, 216,000. And that's actually probably very, very low, certainly low by the numbers we know that have come into the country. The program uses a various forms of case management technology, including GPS monitoring, ankle bracelets, phone check-ins, smartphone apps to monitor those who are on the non-detained docket. I mean, they're in the country illegally. They're not in ICE detention. To be eligible, immigrants must be over 18 and effectively removable from the U.S. in some stage of the process if necessary. 75% of those enrolled currently are in a SmartLink program, which has migrants check in and communicate using an app on a phone or other device. But that's strictly on their voluntary effort. So the Biden administration is looking at, we're going to need another way to kind of do this. What we're going to do, here's what we're going to suggest. I've already told you they got ankle bracelets. They may or may not wear them. They may cut them off. But, of course, the Biden administration is getting criticism from the right and the left because of all these that are coming in. So now, according to Axios and Reuters, listen to this. Hear this, and do not start laughing and cackling so loud that those around you can't hear the rest of my program, please. But I understand. They're rolling out a new pilot program that will place hundreds of migrants on house arrest in Houston and Baltimore if they're supposed to be home between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m., with exception for work and other exceptional circumstances. Do you think they're going to give a D about house arrest when they illegally entered our country, violating our federal statutes? Do you think they're going to care about your stupid house arrest? I'm going to stay in my house after 8 o'clock if I want to leave. I may not even stay in that house, period. That's how they want to do it. The absurdity of this White House is outlandish. And it is absolutely over the top. And it is comedic, except for the threat to our nation. Are they just totally out of touch? Do they just say if we don't acknowledge it, it doesn't exist? Yesterday, the White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked, and I'll remind you again, they cited, I'm not making this up, they cited, and I'm not picking on her because of it, this is what they cited when she got the appointment. This is the first black lesbian White House press spokesman. Ta-da, that means you're credited. You're available, you have qualifications. Not from what we've seen. Even circle back, Jen Psaki was much, much better. She had her difficult start, but this woman seems to have no grasp whatsoever. And when she was asked about illegals simply walking across the border, listen to this response.
It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. We have a plan in place. This is not like switching the lights on, right? This is going to take a process. We are fixing a broken system that was actually left by the last administration.
Yeah, you knew it was going to come. It's Trump's fault. No, if you remember, one of the first things Biden did when he got in office was strike out Trump's executive order, Remain in Mexico. And the word had already been circulating among our southern neighbors and elsewhere around the world. If Biden gets elected, border will be open. So they were already coming. And for her to say it's not true, they're not walking across, she said it's not just that people are walking across the border. Does she not see any of the pictures of coming out of there? There are thousands walking across basically in a day, at least hundreds, tens of thousands a week, over a six-day period around the southern border of Eagle Pass, Texas, something like 10,000 walked across the border. And as I said, it would be silly and funny except for what's at stake. Republican Utah Congressman Burgess Owens says, in the midst of all of this, of what we're dealing with the border, with the FBI raid on the Trump estate, and all the other wheels that are spinning, indoctrination and so forth for your children, he said, we've got to defend American values.
The most powerful three words in the history of mankind is where our country started off with, we the people. And we get in this little freedom bubble where we go out there, we build our dreams, and just take for granted that things will be taken care of. Well, we're realizing now that things are just not going to be taken care of, that the folks that we've trusted are either liars or sociopaths or whatever it is, anti-American, but it's not leaning in hard to what we need to have in terms of a safe country. This is one of the things, by the way, that I feel our conference is going to come up with. We've been working all year to come up with something we stand for. And I can highlight it in four different ways. We believe in an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a government that's accountable, and a future that's free. So get ready for the Republican Party to come up with ideas that we've been working on for an entire year of what we stand for. And American people are going to really drift toward that. And again, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle we're on. We all want the same things. And those four things I just mentioned, every American would love to wake up every single day and just have the understanding that our country is moving in this direction. And we're not having people behind the scenes taking away our freedoms and trying to bully us as we move into our future.
Congressman Owens, Burgess Owens of Ohio, I'm sorry, of Utah. Perfect point. In the next hour, we're going to get into the division between our nation at this time and who's responsible for it. But when we continue, I want to focus more on something we kind of glossed over earlier, and that's terrorists coming in this nation on a constant basis. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. We have a plan in place. This is not like switching the lights on, right? This is going to take a process. We are fixing a broken system that was actually left by the last administration.
Yeah, I wanted you to hear that again. And it's not so funny, really, when you look at it again, is it? That's a White House spokeswoman insisting there are not illegals simply walking across the border. I don't know if you really bother to watch network TV anymore, but it's happening on a continuous basis. Although, of course, the state-controlled media tries to work around and not show too much of it. So maybe she's relying on sanitized video. It happens on a daily basis all across our southern border. And, of course, then when the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, decides to start busing some of these illegals to New York City and D.C. to show them, here's what we're dealing with, here, put it back in your lap, which I think is a great idea. They've got something like 9,000 have been delivered by bus to New York City, probably about the same number going into D.C., and immediately the New York City mayor and the D.C. city mayor, that mayor of these blue sanctuary cities, suddenly are crying out for help. This is not right. They shouldn't be. This is wrong for them to bring them up here like this. Because it's a Republican governor doing it. They're ignoring what the Democrat president has been doing for some time. Most recently documented in a New York Post piece, but it happens more often than that, in the sense that pointing out in the date here is January of this year. January, but it's been repeated several times because that's when the story kind of first broke, how the Biden administration was flying under cover of darkness, transporting illegals as far as it can from the border on secret charter flights, putting them into unsuspecting communities around the country. In this one case, a flight is going into White Plains, New York. White Plains, New York. It came out of Fort Bliss, Texas. Arrow Airlines or Arrow Airways, under charter by the federal government. It was filled with illegals. Flies at night. It arrives there. They disperse and who knows where they go from there. And that's just one flight that got documented. The contractor, speaking to a county police officer watching all of this, got recorded on the cop's body cam at that point, saying, the government is betraying the American people. Do you hear the Democrats shouting and hollering about those flights that are flying thousands into the interior? Not New York City necessarily, but elsewhere, putting them on the doorstep of communities that are even less capable of handling them? Nope, you don't. But we're going to blame somebody. This is a problem the Trump administration left. And Governor Abbott, a Republican, is causing a crisis in New York City and D.C. unnecessarily. And they're not paying attention to what's happening at the border. They can kind of wash their hands of it. B.P. Harris, our immigration czar, has yet to visit the border except for the one time in a sanitized area where it wasn't looking so bad, knowing that Trump was going to be doing it, so she jumped in to do it first. And then we talk about the number of those apprehended that on the U.S. terrorist watch. In the month of July, the report from U.S. Customs and Border Patrol says 10, just in the month of July, were on that no-fly list, terrorist list. We caught them. Wonder how many got away? Who knows? Folks who got into our country that were on a no-fly list, there's no way they could fly into this country, but they can come across the border. We've identified them coming from 130-plus countries, several from the Middle East, several from terrorist nations. I want you to hear my guest coming up next. She's an expert on the immigration issue, and she says Congress should reject Biden's administration asylum rule and ruin. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest is director of the Border Security and Immigration Center of the Heritage Foundation. We've had her on numerous times before. 25 years experience in immigration and homeland security. Laura Reese, glad to have you on board again.
Thanks for having me.
I was reading a piece that you published as an op-ed in Archimax, and for the audience benefit, understand that Archimax, if you're classifying it, it's conservative. Doesn't mean the information's wrong. I just want you to always understand the bias. I don't try to pass anything past you. But your piece does an excellent job and as the op-ed of pointing out, in fact, I love the way they basically titled it, Congress Should Reject Biden Administration's Asylum Rule and Ruin. And you open up saying he's opened our southern border to an unlimited number of illegals from all parts of the globe and has no intent of changing course. Go ahead.
That's right. And so what this administration is doing is processing in an unlimited number of illegal aliens and then mass paroling them in and also mass giving them a tool encouraging asylum fraud. And people need to understand, because Americans are very generous and very interested in helping on a humanitarian basis,
sure,
those who are truly fleeing persecution from whatever corner of the globe. But it's important that all Americans understand that this administration is encouraging asylum fraud. They are labeling everyone who crosses the southern border as quote-unquote asylum seekers. And we know that many of them are not coming to pursue asylum. They are coming because they want a job. They want to make more money.
Are there trafficking children and drugs?
Right. And many of them will admit that to journalists along the way, or even to border agents, perhaps the first time they're interviewed. But there are lots of NGOs set up along the way as well who coach them and say these few words of fear, and that will be your ticket to get into the U.S. and to disappear.
And, in fact, that's why we start seeing a drop in just single males crossing, because so many of them were being turned back. They were told, basically, if you have a child with you, you appear to be a family. And I'd mentioned months ago, no doubt they're either kidnapping children or maybe buying them from less fortunate families. And maybe the family thinks, well, the child's going to have a better life, when the child ends up going into a sex ring for what's left of their life.
Yeah, there's two factors going on with children. A single federal judge out of California years ago declared that not only unaccompanied children, but accompanied children, therefore family units, could not be detained in immigration detention for more than 20 days.
Right.
And so migrants know, the smugglers know, posed as a family, they recycle children. And you might be detained for a few days, but worry not, you will be released into the U.S.
And even if it's a legitimate asylum issue, and I say if, big if, you point out the immigration courts currently have a backlog of 1.8 million cases. We had 2 million enter the country so far this year.
That's right. And in addition to that, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which is the component within Homeland Security responsible for hearing the credible fear cases and the affirmative asylum actions or cases, that agency has over 8 million cases pending.
Mm.
Now, those aren't all asylum.
Sure.
But this administration is come up with this new rule which shifts certain asylum cases away from the immigration court, where there's 1.8 million cases pending, and to USCIS, which has over 8 million cases pending. So not only is it a shell game, it's in the wrong direction.
You also point out 14 states are suing to shut down that asylum rule.
That's right. There are two cases. Texas sued on its own, and then there's another suit with 14 additional states suing the administration because it is completely ignoring the jurisdiction that Congress was specific about, stating the immigration judges at the Justice Department should hear these types of cases. And yet the administration wants to rubber stamp grants to asylum because it's taking it away from the judges and it's taking it away from the adversarial system. There's no ICE attorney in these settings to cross-examine. And so they're just cutting corners to rubber stamp more asylum grants.
And on top of that, I'm sure you're aware that this leaked ICE document showing alternatives to detention program where they're supposedly going to detain them while they go through. Of course, this, the original plan Trump had in place is if you're seeking asylum, stay in Mexico. We will adjudicate it while you stay there. The first thing Biden did is strike that down. So come on in, then we'll work it out. And then, of course, they're supposed to get a statement of when they will return to court and how to be reached. 75% supposedly were given a phone, and they're supposed to call in regularly. Some are on ankle monitors. And now the leaked ICE document shows it can only monitor about 5% of those who are not in ICE custody. And we're also thinking now the Biden administration has a new plan. Well, we'll put them on their house curfew. You got to be home between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. Is that going to work?
Right. The alternative to detention program is successful in a very limited set of cases, and it is very resource intensive. It takes supervisors for all those cases. And like everything else that this administration is doing, it's mass using that tool, which makes it impossible to monitor. So it's basically putting these aliens on the honor system, and that is not a recipe for success.
They already broke the law by coming into the country, so much for honor.
Right, right.
Now, you're listening to Laura Reese again, the head of director of Heritage Border and Security Department, and we're looking at how many have been coming in, and among those, the new report says that in the month of July, 10 of those they did catch were on the terrorist watch list. That makes but 60 to 80 or more identified and caught. Who knows how many got away?
Right. Yeah. And that's what the administration will admit to. But when we have over 900,000 gotaways for the 2 years Biden has been in office, we can be confident that many more known and suspected terrorists were among those gotaways. And so his open border is a threat on many fronts. It is a national security threat. It is a public safety threat. It is a public health threat. And nothing seems to move the needle for this administration to acknowledge this or to change anything for the better.
So
yesterday we had the press secretary.
Yeah, she's going to bring that up. Go ahead.
That when asked about it, you know, why is it okay for illegal aliens to walk across the border unvaccinated, but Djokovic, the professional tennis player, can't come in and play the U.S. Open without a vaccine? And then the press secretary claims they're not walking across the border.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I've lost track of how many times they've said, don't believe your lying eyes. But that could pretty much sum up this administration's approach to everything in the media.
Before you joined us in the previous segment and the beginning segment today, I played her saying that it's not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. She's not seeing it. They close their eyes. They don't see it. The other issue here is that you've got New York City mayor and D.C. mayor complaining, oh, governor, this Republican sending all these busloads of illegals up here, 8,000, 9,000, ignoring that the Biden administration even now is flying from Fort Bliss and other locations illegals deeper into the interior of the country, all over the country, putting them in communities that are much smaller than New York or D.C., but they don't call that one out.
No, and when this White House does not want a spotlight on illegal immigration and what they are doing, that has been the plus coming out of D.C. and New York City mayors complaining about this, because it puts a spotlight on this. And, you know, to be sure, these mayors have created sanctuary cities. They've
yep.
touted that over the years. But they don't want this. Stop. They're certainly not blaming the Biden administration. They're not telling him to close the border. They just want more money to pay for it. And this is a bottomless fiscal pit.
I've said the same thing about all the elites in Hollywood. You're so concerned about humane. When you drop the gate over the moat around your mansion and you allow them to start camping on your lawn or put 7 or 8 families in your 6-car garage to live better than what they did down there, then you'll prove to me you're really interested in helping them instead of destroying the country.
Right.
In the last 15, 20 seconds, where are we going from here?
Well, I think these states can be successful on these lawsuits against this asylum rule, because it is very clear that the administration just ignored congressional statements, intent, and jurisdiction. But it's going to take a while, and during that time, this administration will grant asylum to a lot of aliens.
All right.
So it's going to be upon the next administration to clean up this mess and undo these asylum grants.
Thank you, Laura Reese, Heritage Foundation.
Thank you.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli C will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli C, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
Got me waking, bone man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water. Let you want it, Jimmy Star, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Something I did not get a chance to ring up with Laura Reese with the Heritage Foundation about how many Latinos along the border are not happy with the Biden administration. Now, they believe, the Democrats believe, that by having a wide open border, they're going to pick up more Democrat votes. That's not necessarily true. And they're also, by the way, and I've raised this point before, for members of my black audience, be you Republican, Democrat, conservative, libertarian, or nonpartisan, this is going to dilute the black vote concern and prestige. You won't be that sought after much more if this continues. And in fact, I'm going to tell you in the next hour how some black voters in New York City are fighting back that's going to affect illegals. I'll have that story coming up. The other day, I'm thinking, I'm listening to something. I don't remember what it was. I'm thinking, you know, what we need, well, what we really need is God in our country and the world as a whole. But what we need below that is sanity. And I thought, maybe I just start promoting this program as Larry Connors USA Sanity. Sanity. It's common sense, but it's just also sanity. Well, there is now, I just saw, a conservative group called Citizens for Sanity. And they just released a new radio ad dealing with the war on children. This is a six-figure ad campaign going after schools and health organizations promoting medical treatment for children who claim to be transgender. And you understand, many of these kids, they don't really know if they're transgender. They don't really know if they want that, but it's trending. I want to be in with in crowd. Back in all the way back in the 50s, you wore shoes with taps on the heels so they'd send up sparks. That's what I want to do. If you rolled your cigarettes up in the sleeve of your white T-shirt, that's what you want to do. I mean, we've had trends like this all the time, only this is critical for our children and their future. The part of the radio ad reads, "There is a war on children in America, a war on biology, a war on innocence. Schools are forcing elementary school children to share bathrooms and locker rooms with the opposite sex." It goes on to talk about puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, drugs never approved for this use, leaving young children sterile, infertile, sexually underdeveloped for life. Removing healthy breasts, wombs, genitals, all in the name of radical gender ideology. Stop the woke war on our community, our children. Stop the madness, stop the insanity. They stated it perfectly. And then against that, let me give you this story from Georgie Borman, a writer for The Federalist. Titled, "Young people are mature enough for trans surgeries. They're mature enough to pay back their student loans." If young adults could make permanent, major changes to their bodies, they can repay the money they go to college. Pointing out that, let's get this straight. I'm reading from the article. If you can get a fake penis made with a skin graft of your wrist at 18 or younger, according to some, and I will add sometimes without the permission of your parents, you can take care of your own loans. If 18-year-olds are mature enough to understand the long-term consequences of genital mutilation and wrong sex hormones, and are empowered to irreversibly disfigure themselves, they are mature enough to pay back their student loans. Of course they are. Oh, but you know where they spend the money. Well, we all know this. I mean, we all are guilty of this at some point. There's a study by the Brookings Institute. This is back in 2014. I'm sure the numbers have accelerated. college grads spent more on transportation than on student loans. At 2022, according to the Federal Reserve, the average car payment in 2022, the beginning of it, was $430 for a used car. The median monthly student loan payment, $222. Now, you may need the car to get the work so you can pay the student loan. I understand that. But again, back to the article as written by Corey Borman for Georgia Borman, I should say, for the Federalist. Are 18-year-olds capable of making their own life decisions, like killing their preborn babies, getting sex change surgeries, or even joining the military, and handling the consequences, or are they not? We all know the Biden loan forgiveness is a political maneuver trying to win young voters. I don't think it's going to work. It will for some. Some, you know, they see whatever will give me something. That's all the way back to the Obama free phone. Which brings me to a topic we're going to get into next hour. We're going to focus more on the latest involving the FBI raid on the Trump estate, but also the divisiveness that exists in this country. I've told you that I personally don't care if you're conservative, Republican, if you're independent, if you're liberal, far liberal. All I want to know is, are you a patriot? Can we unite on that? I'm not sure we can at this point. That's coming up next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.